Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. Man, we have a fun thing to talk about today, Caseware. Caseware is currently owned by a group called HG Capital, and they made that investment a little over a year ago. HG also owns Iris, and we have referred to Iris in other Technology Lab sessions. Iris, of course, owns many of the products used in the profession, including Star Practice Management, Practice Engine, Cinta, iChannel, Docket, and more. HG, though, on the other hand, also owns products that Brian and I have spoken about for a long time, the Receipt Bank, now Dext product, and Profix, and Sovos, and Tax, and more. But today, it's about Caseware. Now, Caseware itself is an audit product that's very popular globally. The percentage market share here in the U.S., not quite so much. The last numbers we knew, about 5% U.S. market share. But in other countries like Canada, almost 100% penetration for lots of different reasons. So, Brian, I know you're a recovering auditor. You've been both an internal and external auditor. And, you know, I always turn to you whenever we're talking audit tools. But Caseware is far more than just Caseware working papers and some other pieces. So what would you like our listeners to know about Caseware?
Well, I think this is probably one of the strongest tools in the market space, honestly. You know, the working papers product itself, with the way it does map codes, where you select discrete combinations of book and tax classification of accounts with it, where you can upload to pretty much any tax software. They do updates after the new year's tax software comes out, so you can upload to most major tax applications. You know, you import from a wide range of different applications. You have their connector that lets you do Excel and Word-based financial statements. You also have the relationship with AICPA for their on-point employee benefit plans application, their prep, comp, and review tools, and some analytics tools. And there's a cloud application, there's Caseware Cloud as well. You know, and that's before we even talk about the idea, computer-assisted audit technology tool. So,
yeah. So if I could jump in there, Brian, because, you know, I want our listeners to absolutely walk away with the key components that make Caseware strong. And the first one of those was map codes, which you named. The second one is the Caseware connector. And the third thing that really makes this product so strong is the case view, which is a report writing tool. And we actually have, in the U.S. market, seen way too many implementations of Caseware done incorrectly, where instead of leveraging the tool, we're trying to do the things the same way we did, you know, with spreadsheets, or, you know, the style in which we did it in CCH Engagement, or, you know, other audit tools. So you really got to leverage this tool, but, you know, you're going over into something that's strategically important, because the AICPA's CPA.com division has provided guidance with their prep, comp, and review tool, PCR, and they've been working through the delivery of their dynamic audit solution guidance as well. So, you know, maybe if you can just talk about that for just a minute, because again, going back to Caseware Cloud or other guidance that's available from third parties, for example, the McGladrey guidance, which many of our listeners probably have bought and used inside Caseware. There's so many, this is a multi-headed software product as I see it.
Yeah, and that's the thing that you really have to get your head around with Caseware, is that it really is a different paradigm, different way of thinking about how you're going to do engagement software. Okay, so instead of, you know, having a typist type something in Microsoft Word, although you can do that with Connector, instead of having the primes of your financials done in Excel and then typed again in Word or something else like that, instead what we're going to do here is we're going to use this tool called CaseView. And the way of thinking about CaseView is it's like a it's kind of like an octopus. It has tentacles into just about everything. And so the idea is that the data gets fed from the Caseware database into the financials. And so if you have to push through changes through the financials, you simply go into CaseView and you look at the latest version of the financials, as you know, with whatever the latest adjustments you just posted to Caseware were. You know, CaseView, I actually implemented CaseView and Caseware at a firm around 2000. And I will tell you that the best description I've run across about what it is it's like Word and Excel had a baby and there was a male merge recessive gene that was revealed. Okay. And so the way of thinking about this is you're going to take anything that flows into the financials and it's going to come out of CaseView. So you'll set up a custom field for the 5-year minimum lease payment schedules, for your tax footnote, for all of your data, and that data will get updated in real time. Now, yeah. where this makes a lot of sense is where you have similar engagements in similar industries, because you come up with this template, this financial statement template, and if you can reuse that from across multiple jobs, suddenly it makes a lot of sense. You know, one of the biggest Caseware users in the country is a firm Randy and I did some consulting for about 15 years ago, and they do just a ton of HUD audits. And so they run everything through that. And because you have a prescribed chart of accounts and a prescribed financial statement layout, it almost creates the financial statements without you having to do anything other than map the trial balance, which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah. And the way the data flows from the lead sheets and through the system, you know, it's pretty spectacular. And we find many professionals trying to do too much work where Caseware will do the work for you if you'll simply learn the methodology and realize, oh, this is pretty spectacular what it can do. On the other end, by the way, you can do tax map codes as well and do M1, M3 adjustments and populate business returns straight out of this product as well. So connectors or connections might be a better way to say it to all of the popular tax products, from GoSystem RS Tax to CCH Access Tax to CCH Pro System FX Tax to Ultra Tax to Lacerte to Pro Series. How many do you want me to name? Do you get the idea? You can pretty much map the, you know, appropriate numbers from Caseware into your tax product as well. But, you know, kind of meant back onto Caseware, the guidance piece that's being developed with the Dynamic Audit Solution will cover multiple industries. You know, we'll know when it's finally done, but for our purposes, let's say about 25 different industries will be covered. I did talk to the manager of the Dynamic Audit Solution from CPA.com about this. And likewise, you and I also follow the Thompson offering with the products that they have, as well as the CCH offerings for audit guidance. And mid-25 industries seems to be pretty much the realm right now.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that really is changing in this area is historically people have bought audit guidance from one vendor, and then they might or might not use the trial balance that integrates with it. And as we move into this new world where, you know, since the risk management standards came out 15, 18 years ago, you know, we have to audit differently. And so we have to have an audit program that can dynamically change within the application. So the way we used to do this, you know, when I implemented it 20 years ago, we had to copy and paste things out of PPC into our templates and get it all set up. But then we couldn't dynamically adjust the, you know, the scale of some of the things. And, you know, we had a lot of things that didn't integrate. So it's important, I think, if you're going to do this, one, you need to take a real hard look at either Caseware's templates or AICPA's templates or something that's designed to integrate with it. And two, you need to have somebody that really gets trained well in this product. Okay.
Yeah.
Because this is a product that will do a lot of amazing things. But if you try to use it the same way you used ATB 25 years ago, it's not going to go well for you. Okay. And I can tell you this because when I first saw Caseware, I had been an ATB user and I tried to use it the same way. And because, you know, and it was helpful to struggle through a job trying to use it like ATB. But once I went through that job, when I went to training, suddenly it made a lot more sense because now I could see the things that were demonstrated in the sales demo that I couldn't do. And I could then understand the data flow and the workflows and the process. And I can't emphasize this enough, the understanding the process and the data flows and the goal of what you're trying to accomplish with this, because it does have a slightly different scope and a slightly different setup than many of your traditional one vendor suite tools. It's pretty amazing. Now, I will tell you that we used Lacerte Tax, and we used the firm where I implemented it. When I was inside that firm, we used Lacerte Tax and Caseware. We used for our larger business returns, we interfaced all of them. So we would have the audit file, and then we would make a copy of that audit Caseware database, and then we would use it to do the tax returns. So that way we had a separate tax engagement. But you've got to think through what you want to do here, okay? Because in some firms, that's going to be what you want to do. In other firms, you may decide you want to use one combined file, and that probably would be the preferred way to do it. But then you got to deal with lockdown, and you got a lot of issues to work through there. But I will tell you that I am a true believer in this product, and I think it's one of the best ones, if not the best one, in the market space right now, if you will use it properly.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that evolved with Caseware over time is they had a pretty broad spread of desktop products. The Caseware Working Papers product was their fundamental product, but then they extended that with, you know, the Caseware Connector, which we've talked about, and SmartSync and so forth. So when you buy the product, you're going to find that there's a base that you buy and there's add-ons that you buy. They also have a suite of cloud products with Caseware Cloud and the OnPoint PCR and the OnPoint Employee Pension Benefit Plan and other cloud-based products. So the vendor is trying to make a transition here from an all desktop server world to a synchronized cloud world. And, you know, we know that the cloud piece has been around for a while. Some of the sign-offs that were done in Caseware Cloud initially were pretty brilliant along the way. But one other high-end product that we'll mention is Caseware's IDEA. Now, when it comes to the analytics of audit and other pieces, there's only a few competitors out there, the ACLs of the world, the MindBridges of the world, and so forth. So, Brian, from an IDEA perspective, what key things might you want people to know here?
Okay, IDEA is a tool very similar to ACL that you may have heard of, that's used a lot in internal audit and in compliance and in very, very large engagements. Okay, IDEA is a very capable tool that will do heavy duty, serious data analysis of all kinds. It will connect up to a wide range of different databases. It'll pull samples for you. It will go through and do all of, you know, automated testing for you and so forth. However, like most powerful tools, you again need to do the training on it. Okay. And in most firms, we see idea not being something that every auditor has, but only certain auditors that are kind of data specialists that understand databases and that work with databases on a regular basis. So we typically do not see everybody having a copy of idea in firms. Typically and I think it used to be, and I don't know what the pricing is, but it used to be fairly dear anyway, but it is a tool that typically, if you had, maybe one out of 10 auditors would use idea, and they would be specialists, and they would run all the idea work on all the jobs that had the need for that level of analysis and that large data analysis to be done within firms. So, but again, we typically see, just like we do with ACL, we see idea playing more with the data specialist in your average small mid-sized firm. In larger firms, I guess we see it playing more in internal audit groups, where they're automating a lot of the testing for different compliance initiatives and other things like that, or they're reusing it for audits that they redo every year or two or every 6 months, something like that. So IDEA is really more of a tool we see in corporate as opposed to using it in CPA firms, although CPA firms use it. But when CPA firms use it, typically they're using it as a specialist that they are effectively bringing into the job to just do the idea work, because there is some technical complexity to this product and you want to do it right.
Yeah, understood. Now, a couple other things that we would just call out from a caseware perspective. The tool is good for consolidations. We see it in very large scale audits in governmental entities. It does a very nice job in that area. And the best we can tell, the new ownership of HG has provided even more resources to the caseware company for development, and their footprint continues to spread around the world because of that. Well, Brian, I hate to say this, but our time together is drawing to a close. Final parting thoughts on caseware.
Great product, global, multi-currency. You can do just about anything you need to with it. I've seen this product actually used inside some private companies that had to do consolidations on a monthly, quarterly basis. I think if you're going to use it, you need to use the MAP codes and understand how they work. You need to understand and use CaseView. And I think if you're comparing it to other products, I think it's critical that you look at how the data flow is different, so you can understand what possible automation points you have.
Yep, very good. Well, we will be looking at other audit products and other technology lab sessions, but we appreciate your time with us today, and we look forward to having you join us in a future technology lab. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.